kind of depends on whose side are you on, God or the devil, right? Reformation Day or Halloween? Is it thanking God for his blessings or going out and trick-or-treating someone, trying to get something you didn't earn? Christ gave us something we could never earn, and that was salvation. Well, this morning, I want to talk about something a little different. Welcome aboard Facebook. We've entitled this video this morning, Is It Reformation Day or Halloween? Last night, got a article that was read by some archbishop, a letter that was sent to Trump. He sent him two letters now, warning him about the deep state and the New World Order and lambasting the leader, his leader, of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis. The very person that's coming against Pope Francis is an Archbishop of Rome. He has not come out of Rome like Martin Luther and John Calvin. He stayed in Rome. And, of course, Trump is touting the moral veracity of the Roman Catholic Church, saying he will always protect her. He's behind her. And he's given her over $300 million so far to their churches for the so-called pandemic. Well, this is a lie so deeply implanted that most refuse to believe the truth, that the Roman Catholic Church is not the true church of the living God. Peter was not the first pope. Peter never went to Rome. And when Jesus Christ said, on this rock will I build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, he wasn't talking about Peter. He was talking about himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we look at down through history, Rome and the Jesuits' involvement, who actually founded the United States government. What happened when America celebrated its 200th anniversary? Pope Benedict came to the United States. History was made when Pope Benedict XVI met with President Bush at the White House. Never before had such an event taken place, an event of tremendous religious significance. By the time his visit was over, the Catholic media was in a swoon, and the Roman Church was ecstatic, euphoric, widely energized. Pope Benedict made it repeatedly, brazenly clear that he was celebrating the Jesuit John Carroll's first Roman Catholic bishop in America and the establishment of the first American archdiocese in Baltimore, with his diocese in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Louisville. Well, this is a betrayal of the once prevalence of the Protestants in the 13 colonies, and Pope referring to the first Jesuit Bishop John Carroll. Pope repeatedly speaking about how Britain had banned the Mass. And now we see the Mass is celebrated by literally millions and millions of people throughout the world and the United States. This was not just another papal visit to America. A new power had seized Roman Catholicism in America. Never have we ever seen such an outpouring of enthusiasm conveyed by television as what took place in the Yankee Stadium. Well, now we have Pope Francis in the White House. 2015, addressing Congress of the United States, and all the Congress giving him multiple standing ovations and sitting like puppets listening to their master leader. Rome wanted the colonies to break away and declare religious liberty for all. This would give Rome the freedom to operate in this new emerging nation. Well, the fantastic plan of Rome conceived by the Jesuits prior to the American Revolution is true. And the popes confirmed it with his visit in 2008 and again in 2015 addressing the Congress of the United States. So the question today is, today Reformation Day or is it Halloween? Hallowed Saints Day. We don't worship the saints, we don't pray to the saints, and we don't celebrate Hallowed Saints Day, we don't celebrate Halloween. We celebrate the coming out of the Roman Catholic Church, and taking a stand against her. Jesuit John Carroll was entrusted with the task of orchestrating the coming American Revolution. John Carroll went to Rome from his teaching post at the Jesuit University at Bruges. And he was appointed by the black Pope Lorenzo Ricci to the position of prefect of the sodality. You can look that up. His task was to organize laymen for the promotion of social action. This came 4 years before the American Revolution. Carroll was the Jesuits' cat's paw in the American colonies to accomplish Rome's goals, to create a nation that ultimately would be controlled by Rome. Well, Pope had made it clear that he was very appreciative of the U.S. President's invitation to come to America and the White House, both in 2008 and 2015. Why did the Pope launch all the attacks against the foundation of Protestantism? Why does Pope Francis continually speak for the need for global solidarity? We can see the Basilica in Washington as well as in Rome and London with the obelisk demonstrated in all three. Well, the Carroll family was one of the wealthiest families in America. There were Daniel, John, and there were first cousin Charles. They all had been trained in Jesuit warfare at the Jesuit St. Omer's College in France. Charles studied at the Jesuit Law, Jesuit Louis Lee Grand in Paris, and was sent to study further at the London's Inner Temple. Well, John A. Adams called Charles Carroll the America's richest citizen. Well, why am I giving you a brief history of the Carroll family? Because they were a part of the American Revolution, advocacy of it. And so we find the rise of Roman Catholicism in the United States. High-level Jesuits having their influence over this nation then, and more importantly, now. Charles Carroll was named by the Annapolis Committee of Correspondence to be a delegate to the First Continental Congress. The War Commissioner was Charles Carroll. Well, we see that now Donald Trump is saying he will be forever behind the Catholics. He will never leave them or forsake them. He will give them millions of dollars. He will support their cause. Now we have Pope Francis promoting civil unions throughout the world. Good morning, Rick Vittori. Good to have you with me this morning. Well, Daniel Carroll actually gave the farm where the Capitol sits today. Donated the land where the Capitol sits today. In 1790, President George Washington appointed Congressman Daniel Carroll to head a commission. Three men to select land for the federal city. Of all the places the commission chose, the farm that belonged to Daniel Carroll to erect the Capitol building of the United States. Well, so we find that this is a lie so implanted that most people refuse to believe the truth that the founding of this nation was based upon the need for Rome to multiply its church. Why do you think that the Revolutionary Marching Band is parading before the Pope and the President on April 16, 2008. Why did the U.S. Army Old Guard fife and drum parade in review before the Pope and President Bush on that day? Well, we know that John Carroll founded the University of Georgetown. And his Daniel, brother the Jesuit, John Carroll, donated the land for the Capitol building. And the first Roman Catholic cathedral was founded by John Carroll. So the question today is today Halloween? or is it Reformation Day? Are you worshiping the beast, the woman riding the beast, the Antichrist, Roman Catholic Church? Donald Trump is. And Biden's a part of the system as well. The Roman Catholic Church has taken over. They're involved in every aspect of our lives. And it's a false church. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4:6. Who hath directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? Isaiah 40:13. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught, things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. 1 Corinthians 1:27 through 29. Why do people glory in the flesh of the Pope? Why do they put him on their shoulders and walk around like he's a little, like he's God? And he says that he is a holy father. We're to call no man father on the earth. We are not born of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. John 1:13. The Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. 1 Samuel 17:47. Well, the Roman Catholic Church denies the completed work of Jesus Christ and reinstituted the Mass. The Roman Catholic Church is based on a system of works and not grace. The Roman Catholic Church prays and venerates a false Mary. The Roman Catholic Church participates in necromancy, just like Ivanka Trump does when she goes to the tomb of a dead rabbi and prays to him. Necromancy. We are living in perilous times, but God is on the throne. He sees all this false worship, false church rising, and he sees the beast has risen. We need to be warned about the Roman Catholic Church. It's the furthest thing from Christianity. It is not Christian. It is a false system. And it is exalting man and putting man on the throne. The Pope and the Black Pope are false teachers. I want to conclude today, and I want you to think about this on this Reformation Day. The Pope is a fraud and a true Antichrist, always has been. This is the truth. I'm not being funny. He's saying he's God here on earth, and you must confess to him your sins first. There is only one mediator between God and man. It's not the Pope. That is not in God's plan. There is only one name given among men. It is Jesus Christ, the forgiver of sins. The Pope sits on his throne and says, all have to go through me. I am here to proclaim, and let it not be concealed. The Pope is the man of sin. It has been clearly revealed. So proclaim it far and wide through the land. The Pope has deception in the palm of his hand. Let's give glory and honor to whom it is due. It is Jesus Christ who died for sinners like me and you. So be on caution when Donald Trump or Biden or Kamala Harris or Pence starts promoting Roman Catholicism. And ask yourself the question, is today Reformation Day or Halloween? God bless.